I've got a little one, Eric, about my son. He's 6'2" and 20 years old now and can protect himself. But when he was 11 years old, we had just gotten back from India. And of course, he'd heard my story about, you know, saying Baba's name at the right time. And he was riding his bike one day, probably too far away from our house. And two teenagers came up. You know, they were probably 15, 16 years old or something, but much, much bigger than he was. And Damon was on his bicycle, and they were walking. And Damon wasn't riding very fast, and they accosted him. And they said, "Give me your bicycle." And he said, "Mom, what was I going to do? I got off the bike and gave it to them." And then they said, "Give me your watch." And, he undoes his watch and hands it over too. And, his heart's beating like this, and he's going, he'd saved his money to buy these things. And, he just remembers the years of work, and he, and these are his only, possessions that are really important to him, and he's just feeling really bad about it. And he's going, "Oh, I'm supposed to say Baba's name." He didn't say it out loud. He said it in his head. He starts going, "Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba." And suddenly one of the boys, they haven't gone off yet. They're still, checking out their new toys. One of the boys turns to the other one and goes, "He probably worked hard for these things. I think we should give them back." And that's precisely what they did.
This is one of and the went walking stories, right?
No, this is absolutely the way it happened. Good. Damon gets on his bike, puts back on his watch, and comes back home.
But Daddy, how does he account for that now? Now he's an atheist, right? So how does he account for what happened?
There's no telling. Now, Damon has his own version of how the world was created, and says, I don't know if he actually would say point blank that he doesn't believe in Baba, but he still paid his own way to come to the Sahavas this year. So, as long as he's doing that.
Maybe he's like my son. Anything Mama believes in has got to be wrong for right now.
Well, I think the college age is a period of rejecting your parents' beliefs and rediscovering your own. But when he was 10, and he was here, then I brought him and my daughter. She was 7. And I had made very sure to keep Damon away from Mara. I told him, what the rules were, and men were not allowed to touch Mara. But Mara apparently decided he was still young enough, and she came up and, gave him a hug and put a Baba button on him and everything. And so I figured I have no reason to worry about him. If Mara hugged him, he's one of the very lucky few males that have ever...